You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on The Takeaway on this Friday, okay, which means you're heading into the weekend. You want to know what to do. We're here with our good friend, Tony Scott, film critic for our partners, The New York Times. And, you know, Bruno is kind of like, I got three words for you there, Tony Scott.
Yes, it's he's right in your face.
Sacha Baron Cohen is at it again. He took on the Kazakhs in Borat, okay. Kazakhs are a powerless group. He's taking on gays here with Bruno, and we should point out the character Bruno is not new. It was popular on his Ali G show.
Yeah,
as was
Borat,
and
he's now sort of taken it to feature length. And the story is very similar, maybe a little too similar to Borat. It's sort of here's this rather odd individual from a foreign country. He's Austrian. He's obsessed with fashion, flamboyantly gay, and he comes to America, you know, and does the kind of fake interview sort of ambush gag that
these gotcha moments.
It's these gotcha moments. Right. It's sort of how far can you push an average ordinary American before he or she reveals their true, in this case, you know, homophobia, in the case of Borat, xenophobia.
Or how far can you push, say, an Israeli Mossad chief and a former Palestinian minister a Palestinian political minister, as in this little moment here. Listen.
Why are you so anti-Hamas? I mean, isn't pita bread the real enemy?
You're confusing Hamas with hummus, I believe.
Hummus has
nothing to do with Hamas. Do you think there is a relation between Hamas and hummus?
So was the founder of Hamas a chef? He had created the food and then got lots of followers?
Hummus has nothing to do with Hamas. It's a food, okay? We eat it, they eat it.
It's vegetarian, it's healthy, wrong. It's mean.
That's Yossi Alfer and former Palestinian minister Ghassan Khatib in a scene from Bruno, A.O. Scott, of the New York Times. I mean, in Borat, I thought to myself, how did he do that? Because the moments did seem documentary-like. Right. Is this legit here?
Well, I think these guys are in on the joke. I don't think, actually, that they, either one of these people believes that this is a fashion journalist from Austria who doesn't know the difference between Hamas and hummus. I think they're sort of playing along in a deadpan kind of way. And I think one of the problems with this movie, one of the reasons that it's less kind of audacious and outrageous than Borat, even though it tries very hard to be, is that there are just fewer people. There are not as many, you know, available patsies or suckers in the world. People are in on the joke. People know by now, a lot of people, who Sacha Baron Cohen is, and also are used to being kind of punked in this way. So you have to go very, very far. You either have to sort of, I think, as in this case, maybe fudge it a little bit and have the people playing along, or go sort of very deep into the wilderness to find people who don't know what's going on.
And then, of course, aside from the sort of methodology of the film, which is one source of the humor, and you're describing there how difficult it is to pull off these days, there's also just the pure kind of let's make fun of gays. And Alphonse Hayter, who's an Austrian TV host who we spoke with this morning, he's the host of Strictly Come Dancing, and some believe, and he even sort of winks and nods and suggests this is the case, that he's the person that Bruno is sort of based on. He had this to say to us this morning.
We have to have more human love on the way we live and the way we want to be. And he's not against homosexuals. He's showing homophobia. He's turning around. And if there are stupid people enough in the U.S. who leave a theater and think gays are like that, then you can't help them anyway.
All right. So on the issue of homophobia and legitimately making a humorous movie about gays, does Sacha Baron Cohen succeed here?
Well, I think that he actually tries to have it both ways. I mean, I think we can get to the idea of stupid people in the U.S., which is another problem with this movie, maybe. But I think that he both wants to make fun of homophobia and also to exploit the humorous potential of a kind of, you know, anxiety or discomfort about homosexuality. I mean, the of course, you know, nobody in their right mind really would believe that all gay people are like Bruno. On the other hand, there are no other gay people in the movie until Elton John shows up at the very, very end. But it's sort of as if he's in this landscape where he's the only such person. And also, especially at the beginning, his sexuality and his sex, the sex that he has with one of his lovers, are played for a kind of an inherent sense of comedy. This is, you know, this is gross, this is outrageous, this is shocking. And that is exploiting homophobia to generate laughs. But then if you're laughing at these homophobic jokes, you can also laugh at the homophobes and in a way, you know, protect yourself from being implicated as homophobic. So it's a very kind of elegant two-step that he's doing where you can laugh at these, you know, politically incorrect, shocking, potentially offensive things that are going on, partly because you know that there are people, there are going to be people who show up in the movie who are the real bigots.
Now, that, of course, is a great NYU film class lecture there, and I was fascinated and riveted
by it.
But did you laugh, Tony? Did you laugh?
Sometimes I laughed. I laughed not as much as I would have liked to.
Really?
And I didn't, I mean, I didn't think hummus. I mean, that's pretty... That's
infantile.
Pretty sort of weak kind of Catskill stuff, I think. And but there are some of the thing about Sacha Baron Cohen, he's an amazingly good physical and verbal comedian. And the
right.
whole like his whole German, his fake German and fake German English and these weird compound words that he makes up are quite hilarious. And his ability to stay in character under duress, for example, when he's being, you know, beaten with a belt by a naked woman and he doesn't, you know, fall apart. He stays Bruno. That's, you know, that's quite a feat. I certainly couldn't do that.
And Clooney couldn't do that, probably? George Clooney?
No, Sean Penn maybe.
Sean Penn maybe. Finally, it seemed like it took more to draw the homophobia out of the situations, whereas in the anti-Semitic stuff of Borat, it was much easier. People sort of volunteered their anti-Semitism much more than they volunteer their homophobia in this movie, and that's one of the problems with it, I think.
I think that's one of the problems is you have to go, and in fact, you know, even there's a famous sequence where he tries to kind of trick Ron Paul, former presidential candidate and congressman, into being in a sex tape with him. And, at the end,
Love the premise.
Yeah, no, the premise is great. But the thing is, when you watch it, you can say, well, at the end, of course, you know, Ron Paul exposes what maybe you could call homophobia. But it's more that, you know, he's in this hotel room and this guy is taking off his clothes and trying to have sex with him. And I don't think you necessarily have to be a homophobe to freak out at this. I mean, if Ron Paul was a woman and it was a straight man, you know, that wouldn't be it wouldn't be funny, and there wouldn't be a question of homophobia. So, yes, I think that he has to dig very deep and sometimes even force the issue a little bit. You know, that is if you're you know, out camping with some hunters and you take off all your clothes and try to get in their tent naked. It doesn't necessarily prove that they're hateful bigots if they object.
But there will be hijinks if you actually do that. To Tony Scott, our friend, New York Times film critic. A.O. Scott is the byline. Check it out yourself. The movie Bruno opens today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, John.